Money likes speed, and money likes us to be involved. 15 years ago, I met our company founder, Dick Desich, who's widely known as the pioneer of the self-directed IRA industry. A lot of people don't know what a self-directed IRA is.
What is the barrier to entry to get started with this kind of thing?
We will work with the individual that has $13,000 and some change, for example, in his Roth IRA to start with, then growing that account to over $47,000 tax-free, to the investor that has millions of dollars in their IRA. The old adage of when's the best time to plant a tree 20 years ago, when's the next best time to plant a tree? Next best time is today.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network. Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday on the Real Business Connections Network. I'm your host, Ben Albert. On 15 Minute Friday, we collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in around 15 minutes, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy. So today, I want to introduce John Bowens. He is a respected self-directed IRA educator and director at Equity Trust Company. He's trained over 60,000 investors nationwide on building tax-free wealth and legacy planning. As an experienced real estate investor, he's contributed to the book Self-Directed IRAs, Building Retirement Wealth Through Alternative Investing. And this really made me perk up. He's actually appeared on national radio shows such as Rich Dad Radio Show with Robert Kiyosaki, which is super, super cool. Let's welcome John Bowen, CISP. John, once again, man, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Ben. Really excited to be here.
So bios are, yeah, they're honorary, but there's more to you than just the bio. Anything that we missed that you think would be great for the listener to know?
Yeah, you know, I would say, Ben, 15 years ago, I made a transition. I had to make a career decision. Do I want to go down the path of becoming a financial advisor and dealing directly and 100% in the public markets? Or do I want to go down this path of alternative investing and helping educate folks and myself use IRAs and 401ks and other retirement savings accounts to invest in the private markets? More specifically, a lot of my background, a lot of my focus has been real estate. So 20 years ago, I got involved in real estate. I was working for a real estate company, and the founders of this company, they had made their wealth and they were going to leave their wealth to their family members through real estate investing. That's commercial property, residential, single family rental properties, self-storage. And so they created their net worth and they were going to leave their net worth to their loved ones through real estate investing. And so at that time, I was in business finance school and I was learning a lot about IRAs and retirement plans and investment strategies, primarily public market investing, that is investing in the stock market. And nowhere along the way did I learn about being able to use an IRA or a 401k or a TSP or other retirement plan to invest in real estate. Now, I certainly learned a lot about the benefits of IRAs and 401ks and other retirement plans. There are unique tax privileges associated with these accounts. And if done properly and if structured properly, you can leverage what I call compounding interest in the absence of taxation in a very meaningful way to create a lot of wealth and preserve a lot of wealth. But nowhere did I learn along the way, after spending thousands of dollars academically, that you can invest in real estate or other private market investments with these retirement plans. And then 15 years ago, I met our company founder, Dick Desich, who's widely known as the pioneer of the self-directed IRA industry. A lot of people call him the inventor of the self-directed IRA. A lot of people don't know what a self-directed IRA is.
Yeah, define that.
Yeah, a self-directed IRA is essentially a retirement plan that allows you as an individual to be able to make your own decisions. It allows you to take your money out of the public markets and put it into an account that allows you to invest using your own knowledge and skill set. So, for example, a lot of our customers have a skill set in investing in real estate. So they want to buy single family rental properties. They want to maybe do a fix and flip. They maybe want to do a private money loan to another real estate investor. And so they take control of their retirement plan and they invest in real estate. Now, it's not just real estate. We work with a lot of entrepreneurial-driven individuals. I myself am an individual that has had an opportunity to invest in real estate and other privately held companies. And so what many of our customers do is they identify investments in the private markets. They identify private companies. These could be early stage startup companies. These could be more matured companies, but they're privately held companies. And what a lot of people aren't aware of is that more and more companies these days are staying private instead of becoming public and publicly traded. And so there's more opportunities than there's ever been to invest in privately held companies. And so you can use your IRA or 401k or the retirement plan to invest in a startup company, to invest in a privately held company. For example, I have a client that just recently, he's a surgeon. And so his skill set and his background is all around a specific orthopedic surgery technique. And so naturally, he gravitates to companies that are developing surgical equipment and developing different methods around this particular type of surgery in orthopedics. And so he had an opportunity to invest in an early stage company, a startup company that's developing what could potentially be a revolutionary medical device. And so he's using his IRA money to invest in privately held shares of this particular company. And for confidentiality purposes, I'm not going to mention the specific nature of this company. Right. I represent Equity Trust. We're direct to custodian. We're highly regulated. So obviously I couldn't do that anyways.
Correct.
But this customer has the ability to deploy his hard-earned retirement dollars into this private investment that he believes in and he is passionate about. And that's what you find a lot of our customers. We have nearly $40 billion in assets under custody administration. And a lot of our customers are deploying their IRA capital into investments that they feel they have more control over because it's something that they're passionate about. It's something they have a particular skill set around, and it's something they want to be involved in. I always like to say, I know, Ben, you're big on quotes. I love the show, by the way. I always like to say that money likes speed and money likes us to be involved. If we're not interested in speed of moving our money in and out of investments and creating profit, if we're not interested in being involved with our money, we shouldn't be surprised when we don't achieve the performance that we desire with our retirement plans. You know, most people take their IRA and 401k money and they put it with a financial advisor, financial planner. That's not bad. That's okay. If that's what you want to do, if that's what you believe in, that's fine. But most of the folks that I work with, they don't believe in that strategy. They believe in taking matters into their own hands. They believe in diversification beyond the public markets, and they want to invest in privately held assets that they are leveraging their knowledge and skill set around.
So let's move some money quickly. And it's so I'm making money. I'm doing the simple version. I'm in theory making money with speed, but I'm not paying a ton of taxes on it. And wow, like we're not going to be able to go through every single detail on this podcast. Let's just quickly drop, how do people reach out to you? Because there's way more stuff we could talk about that we can't go over. How do people reach out to you on?
Yeah, absolutely. This? So really easy. I'm sure, you know, a lot of folks are thinking, how does that work? Is this real? How could I actually do it? And so to unpack all of that, great resource for everyone. You mentioned before, Ben, YouTube. We have a lot of YouTube content out there. So you can go to YouTube and just search Equity Trust Company. You'll find all types of videos and all types of different strategies around investing in the private markets with self-directed IRAs, 401ks, and other retirement plans. Also, our website is trustetc.com. And you'll find a lot of example case studies of how other clients are utilizing their IRAs to invest. One that comes to mind here organically, Ben, is a client of mine recently. He's in the real estate business and he didn't have a whole lot of money in his IRA. He had about $13,000 and some change. Found a property, a single family property, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath in Dayton, Ohio. Purchase and rehab was $75,000. He put $13,000 and some change in with his Roth IRA. He partnered up with another investor. They did a simple real estate joint venture transaction. And then he sold the property and he made $34,000 tax-free. He grew his Roth IRA from $13,000 and some change to over $47,000, and he paid 0% tax. And that's what I call, again, compounding interest in the absence of taxation. If you can eliminate that burden of taxes, if you can eliminate the variable of taxation, your compounding returns will be that much greater. And if your compounding returns are that much greater, you can potentially get to your retirement goals and your financial goals in a shorter period of time. So when people ask me on an elevator, what do you do? I explain to them that I help people get to their retirement goals and their financial goals in the shortest period of time possible. And then usually the next question is, oh, you must be a financial advisor or a stockbroker. No, I'm actually not. In fact, the folks that I work with, they don't want to invest in those types of assets. They want to invest in the private markets. And what we do is educate people and inform people and help them understand a different path around managing their own money instead of the path that they might be on now, which they may not be satisfied with.
Which most of us probably aren't entirely satisfied. Trust ETC.com. YouTube's in the show notes. Let me ask you this then. So is there a barrier to entry? Like, is this just like for rich people, or can someone get started even if they don't have a huge mass wealth built? Like, what is the barrier to entry to get started with this kind of thing?
Great question, Ben. I'm really glad you asked this because this goes back to our philosophy. In 1974, our company founder, Dick Desich, started our organization under a predecessor business, which then evolved into Equity Trust. And in the early 80s, he put together one of the very first real estate transactions with 22 IRA investors. And these were all average American investors. See, what you'll learn, Ben, is many, many years ago, when IRAs were birthed back in 1974, the law said, okay, you can have these types of assets in retirement plans, like real estate partnerships, like privately held companies. You can hold these types of assets. But you have to have a custodian. You have to have a financial institution that's considered an IRS-approved entity. And that's what Equity Trust is. Now, you could go to just about any financial institution out there that you could open an IRA with, and you could say, hey, I want to own a privately held company in this account, or I want to own a piece of real estate. You could ask them. And most of them are going to tell you, no, you can't. Now, some institutions, some of the big financial institutions out there, if you have enough money, if you have 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, 25 million, 30 million, 100 million with that financial institution, they might actually be willing to custody an alternative asset like a privately held stock or a piece of real estate in a retirement plan. And see, that was the problem. And our company founder recognized that the everyday investor did not have the ability to be able to custody alternative assets in their retirement plans. And so he wanted to bring alternative investing in IRAs and retirement plans to the masses, to the everyday investor. And that's exactly what we do. We will work with the individual that has $13,000 and some change, for example, in his Roth IRA to start with, just like the example I mentioned a moment ago, then growing that account to over $47,000 tax-free, to the investor that has millions of dollars in their IRAs. And so we encourage folks that are maybe just getting started, if they're interested in pursuing alternative investments, they have the opportunity to invest in privately held businesses or real estate or other alternatives, cryptocurrency even, gold and silver. It really runs the gamut in terms of what you can hold in these retirement plans. We encourage the everyday investor to start looking at this and examining, you know, will this work for you? And maybe it doesn't mean that it's going to happen tomorrow, you're going to invest in alternative asset, but maybe it's 3 years from now, maybe it's 5 years from now, maybe it's 10 years from now. You know, the old adage of when's the best time to plant a tree 20 years ago, when's the next best time to plant a tree? Next best time is today. And so, you know, I encourage investors, young, old, to look at this option and start exploring, you know, is it something that could be beneficial to you and your family?
You know, one thing I just thought of, John, is it's hard to plant a tree if you don't know how to plant a tree. You need the right seeds, the right soil, the right location. You need a little bit of knowledge. So when's the best time to get the knowledge, even to get started? I guess right here, right now, right? So when people hear alternative and they, to me, like, it, I almost like hear the word like counterculture risk. Is this risky or not so much? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it can be. Generally speaking, you know, if you just do an internet search, or, you know, nowadays everybody wants to go to artificial intelligence and say, what does alternative investing mean? Well, what it's probably going to spit out for you is that, you know, generally alternative investing can mean that you could potentially make a better rate of return than in the stock market. Not always. There's no guarantees here. Mm-hmm. And certainly equity trusts, we don't advise people on whether that's a smart decision or not. The investor has to do their own due diligence. But generally speaking, alternative investing, non-stock market investing, people generally pursue those investments because they can make a better rate of return, right, in comparison to the traditional public markets. Now, with that can come additional risk. And that risk could be you're investing in a startup company, and who knows what the trajectory of that company can be, right? There's also liquidity. So when you're investing in a mutual fund or publicly traded asset, generally you have high liquidity, which means there's always going to be a buyer for that security. You can press a button, click a mouse, and you can place a trade, and you have cash back in your account, usually in 3 business days at latest. But with an alternative asset, generally you're not going to be able to just push a button and that investment is sold and your money's back in your account. So you have to understand the risk to reward spectrum, and you have to understand the liquidity spectrum and what you can get back in the form of potential outsized returns. And then, of course, you have to examine these investments through your own lens. So, for example, I'm involved in real estate. I have been for 20 years. So when I look at a real estate transaction, the risk of that transaction for me is going to be different than maybe the person that's doing their first deal. And so you want to look at risk through your own lens and your own skill set and knowledge and expertise, and then the general liquidity factor that we talked about there. But I always encourage folks, you know, diversification is it's in the lens of the investor. You really have to look at it through your own prism and determine, you know, what colors actually exist in that investment, not maybe what, you know, somebody on social media is trying to tell you.
100%. Thank you, John, for the transparency. Don't just listen to some random person on social media. I'm going to go binge the YouTube channel that's in the show notes, because this was a little nibble. I know personally for me and a lot of the listeners, it might feel kind of overwhelming, and that's why the YouTube channel is there. I presume, do people reach out to you personally, or is there a team member they should reach out to?
Yeah, we have nearly 500 associates here at our firm. And folks can certainly reach out through our website, and they can speak to, we refer to them as IRA counselors. So these are individuals that have a specific level of training. They understand self-directed IRAs. They can answer your questions. We can't advise people, of course, but we can certainly give them a lot of education and a lot of information. And a lot of folks like to take advantage of talking to one of our IRA counselors because they know that they're not talking to someone that's going to sell them financial products. So, you know, when you go to an advisor, generally there's going to be a sales presentation there, right? I mean, let's be transparent and honest, yeah, right? They're in the business to make money, right? They're not going to have a conversation with you if there's not an opportunity there. I respect that profession, but it's just important to understand that there's products that they can sell you, financial products. And those products might benefit you. And you want to look at that and analyze it and hear them out. But there's only certain products that they can offer you. And so if you're somebody that says, hey, I want to invest here, I want to invest in these privately held companies, or I want to invest in real estate, most likely that financial advisor is not going to be able to sell you those types of investments or that type of account. So that's where you have to look to a self-directed IRA for those types of options. And our IRA counselors are here to be agnostic, answer your questions. And then if you determine that it makes sense to open up a self-directed IRA, we can help facilitate that process for you.
Love it. Thanks for the help today. You said it, best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. Well, we might be planting it now. I always like to give the audience homework, or sometimes I call it an integration assignment, because what's the point in, you know, infotainment if you don't actually take action on what you just learned? What would you recommend someone's first move be to take the information we chatted about today and actually start implementing it?
Yeah, so I always say start with the objective and then build the structure. A lot of people try to do it the other way around. So they try to create a structure and then go for the objective. For example, I'm in the real estate business. And so many people are like, I got to get my LLC form first. Once I get my LLC form, then I can go out and find real estate. It's like, no, figure out your strategy and your investment objective. Go make offers, find an opportunity, take it down. Then you can form an LLC. I'm coaching a guy right now who's doing his first ever real estate deal. And he found a house. And, you know, he's going into it. He's getting it under contract. He hasn't even formed the LLC yet. He's going to have that covered. We got him connected with an
attorney.
Easily
paid for.
Right. Exactly. This is a good friend of mine. I got him connected with an attorney. The attorney's going to form the LLC. He's got all that up and running. So he had an objective. His objective was he wants to own 10 rental properties in the next 3 years. How does he get there? He needs to start making offers. Once he gets an accepted offer, then we can get the LLC formed. And that's exactly what he did. So, you know, I encourage folks to build your investment objective. What do you want your investments to look like? And then determine what the structures are going to be inside your IRA, outside of your IRA. We talk a lot about IRAs here, Roth IRAs. So if you have existing retirement plans, we can help, you know, transition those over into a self-directed IRA. So we can help you with all that part. But what I would encourage folks to do in taking away from this is start building your investment objective. You'll hear a lot of people in asset management and family offices will say their investment mandate. So what's your investment or investor mandate? Meaning, what types of investments do you want to do? Why do you want to do those? Why do you think the returns are going to be lucrative? Build all of that out, and then you can start building the structures in.
Boom. I'm going to click stop and just go get started. John, I appreciate the insight and the advice from an expert like yourself. Thanks again, man, for coming on the show. Guys, check out the show notes, leave a review, show John some love, because obviously you guys are here to help. So thanks again, John.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.